Take the time to look around you. What do you see? The town? Trees, of course, in the distance and as far as the eye can see. A spectacular landscape on a scale 1,000 times larger than us humans. What else do you see? Water, of course. How could anyone miss that? Water, water everywhere. A bay, three rivers, and a basin make up the vast hydrographical network that played a key role in the growth of the town of Gaspé.
It shouldn't be too hard to imagine that in 1700, the best way to travel here at the end of the land was by boat. In fact, it was the only way. Anyone crazy enough to move here absolutely had to own some kind of skiff, canoe, or sailboat to get around. Since it was dangerous to even think of traveling through the forests until the first roads were built around 1850. The first ferry service was organized by locals following the development of port activities in the mid-19th century. It was a model of simplicity. The ferry was actually a rowboat.
I need to get across to the other side of the basin. My sister-in-law is about to give birth, and things aren't looking too good. I have to get hold of her husband, who just started working on the docks over there.
Well, just raise the balloon.
What?
Raise the balloon.
Balloon? What balloon? Oh, I don't get a word of what you're saying.
To get the boat to come over, you need to send the balloon up this mast here. The rower will see the signal and then come pick you up.
Oh, of course you're right. I must really be in a state to have forgotten. A little longer and I was going to swim across.
That's right. The ferry didn't have a fixed schedule, but rather crossed when it was needed. To call the rowboat over, a balloon was hoisted up a pole. At this signal, the ferry worker rowed over and picked up the passenger. The town eventually took over the operation and established a regular ferry service using a barge towed by a motorboat. The first bridge across the York River was built in 1897, but not here. It was built farther upstream, where the river is narrower, obviously making construction much easier. The bridge made it possible to travel between Wakeham and York. However, for those who wished to cross from Gaspé to Gaspé Harbor, taking the bridge was a considerable detour, whether on foot or in a horse-drawn vehicle, so the ferry remained the best option.
A drawbridge, which joined the two shores but still allowed boats to continue sailing into the basin, was finally built in the center of town in 1932. The fixed bridge you see today, which was built in 1979 to replace the aging drawbridge, prevents everything but small pleasure craft from entering the basin, effectively putting an end to maritime trade.